From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow will be sworn in sometime Thursday in Banjul. West African troops will be standing by to cross the border if outgoing president Yahya Jammeh refuses to give up power. Barrow won the December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh rejected the results, citing alleged voting irregularities. Forces from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, including Senegalese and Nigerian soldiers, are massed on Senegal's border with Gambia. Speaking at a news conference, Iraqi General Talib al-Shagati said his forces have taken over the eastern section of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Shagati, who commands Iraq's counterterrorism forces, called the success of the troops unprecedented, though he said there are still small places in northern Mosul that still need to be secured. The Russian military announced Wednesday that its air force will work with Turkey's air force to conduct joint airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. In televised comments Wednesday, Russian defense spokesman General Sergei Rudskoy said 9 Russian planes and 8 Turkish jets have carried out strikes on the town of Al-Bab. An al-Qaeda-linked extremist group is claiming responsibility for Wednesday's suicide attack on a military camp in northern Mali. The attack killed at least 60 people and wounded 115. A car packed with explosives entered the camp in Gao as hundreds of soldiers gathered for a morning meeting. They belong to the Joint Operational Mechanism, which brings together government forces and former rebels who form patrols to enforce the 2015 Malian peace agreement. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama, holding his final news conference as president on Wednesday, explained the reasoning behind his commutation of the prison sentence of an Army intelligence analyst who leaked military documents.
With respect to Chelsea Manning, I looked at the particulars of this case the same way I have the other commutations and pardons that I've done, and I felt that in light of all the circumstances commuting her sentence was entirely appropriate.
Mr. Obama said Chelsea Manning had served a longer sentence than others convicted for similar crimes and that Manning had accepted responsibility for the crime. Mr. Obama said the transition with the Trump team has been cordial. He declined, though, to discuss the boycott of Friday's inauguration ceremonies by some Democratic lawmakers. The U.S. Senate held confirmation hearings Wednesday for several of Donald Trump's nominees for top positions. Committees heard from South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Trump's choice for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Wilbur Ross, who was tapped to be Commerce Secretary, and Congressman Tom Price for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Here is Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, Trump's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency.
First, we must reject as a nation the false paradigm that if you're pro-energy, you're anti-environment, and if you're pro-environment, you're anti-energy. I utterly reject that narrative. In this nation, we can grow our economy, harvest the resources God has blessed us with, while also being good stewards of the air, land, and water by which we've been favored. It is not an either-or proposition.
The U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee has overwhelmingly recommended retired Marine General James Mattis to be the next defense secretary. The Republican-led panel voted 26-1 Wednesday to recommend that the full Senate approve Mattis to run the Pentagon. And there are reports that Trump will nominate former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be the next U.S. Agriculture Secretary. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been moved to an intensive care unit at a hospital in Houston, Texas. A spokesman says he is resting comfortably following a procedure to protect and clear his airways. His former First Lady Barbara Bush was admitted to the very same hospital Wednesday as a precaution after she experienced fatigue and coughing. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden warned European nations Wednesday to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections. American intelligence agencies say they are certain Russia tried to do that to the U.S. elections. Biden accused Russia of trying to unravel what he called the liberal international order and return to a world in which superpowers exert control over other nations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.